The Solace of Dark Places by Maura McHugh. Twilight. The crest of summer breaks upon my back. My boot heel skids in mud on the crooked wooded path. My dog, a scrap of shadow, hunts for squirrel trail. The taste of deliquescent moss swells within my mouth. The way ahead curves and bends, and by a contorted tree a doorway stands revealed, as if conjured by Magritte. A dewed touch upon my cheek, and Persephone breathes her dare. Come, open it and see. Steep steps slip down, she flits before me, unafraid. Finger bones jab from packed dirt walls, and from below the echoes moan. At the bottom lies not the Hades I envisioned, but a dreary, desolate hall, and at its centre an empty well. The king straightens his iron crown and welcomes his wayward queen. I linger by the cavity's edge, as their flint gazes scour my face. She steps, clumsy, from her throne, cups my face with withered hand. You require the solace of dark places to survive. A push, and I trip into the pit. She shovels dirt. I do not resist. Soil stops my mouth, blankets my flesh, presses me down into ancient, dreaming earth. I am the turning of the worm, the lattice work of listening roots, the lost desires of ancestral whites, the dreadful tomb of hope and might. Eons tick tock. A movement. Nails scrape my skin free. Persephone peels back my lids and smiles with youthful glee. Once I fought, but now I understand the respite of winter. I endure its bleak truth, to arise and forge new splendor. She tangles fingers in my hair and yanks me near her terrible whisper. Each burial is a trial that ends, but always the seasons wheel again. She reaps me from the dead land, kisses her consort farewell, and we ascend, clay-soaked, to greet a grey, nebulous dawn. My dog waits, patient, licks grime from my chin. A bird sings, heartbroken by the sun.